Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. I'm so happy you are there at the other side waiting for this program called Church on Air. I want to bless the name of the Lord for how the Lord is imparting us through this program. And I want to thank God for all those who called us last week and for one inquiry or the other. To God be the glory. I bless you. Our brother that was asking us to repeat the last episode, we are sorry. You know, we cannot repeat the program today. But one thing we can do is that you can come to Abeokuta to collect, you know, the CD of the last broadcast. And all of you that are making inquiry, good. The church is now opened, and then, you know, we are back to church. And now you are free to come to church, you know, as from Monday, as from next coming Monday, which is 17th of August. Look, you are free to come to church as from that day, and I'm telling you that, you know, by the grace of God, God will start his work upon us again, touch our life, he will set us free, he will deliver us. Let me also say to every member of the church, you know, of Christian Dominion Network Ministries and Dominion Network Church, that by the grace of God, on Sunday we shall be gathered together and we shall actually recognize all the mayors of this Kunav by a virus that have been given to us by the government. So I'm inviting to see all of you in church on Sunday tomorrow, and it shall be well with you. And anyone that wants to join the church, you know, that wants to join us tomorrow by 8 o'clock, oh, you are highly welcome, and let's have wonderful fellowship together to the glory of God. Today, by the grace of God, we shall be sharing on overcoming causes and its effect. Overcoming causes and its effect. Some people have been telling me, you know, they've been asking me, Reverend, you are a deliverance minister. Why are you not preaching deliverance on radio? But thank God today, God has given me the go ahead to preach, you know, this message. You know, even though, as I told you, I'm a deliverance minister, but I'm not demon conscious. You see, I'm not demon conscious because I know that, you know, I carry a power that is greater and bigger than that of any demon. Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So I am not demon conscious. I am a demon caster. I cast them out. I see them on the street. I see them on the road. You know, we deal with those demons. But you know what now? I am not demon conscious. But today, by the grace of God, I'll be talking, you know, in this area of my calling today, you know, and if we share together on, you know, causes and its effect. So this morning, let us first of all define what a cause is, you know, so that you can understand the meaning. You know, a cause could be a word, it could be a phrase, it could be a sentence calling for punishment, calling for injury, calling for, you know, destruction on somebody. Can you see? It's a word. A word released, probably from covens, you know, or somewhere, you know, released, you know, it can be a phrase, it can be a sentence, but what is it calling for? It's calling for punishment, you know, it's calling for injury or destruction of somebody. You know, I need to let you know this morning that, you know, every curse over your life through this broadcast shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, a curse works supernaturally, inviting appropriate demons to delay, to debar, or to destroy the progress of a person. Can you see now? So when curse start to operate, it start to operate upon a person, and it will cause the person's progress in life to be delayed. You know, when a man is cursed, evil powers are commanded to carry out evil on that person. Are you seeing that? So a lot of people are suffering today as a result of curses pronounced on them or on their family lineage. Can you see? So a lot of things that is happening today, there are some people, you know, you are suffering and you don't know. A lot of things are going through your life, you know, you are meeting catastrophe, you are meeting limitation, you are meeting, you know, destruction, you are meeting all sort of things on your way, but you don't know that there is a cause. That is why I'm preaching this message this morning, for you to locate the cause in your life and for you to come out of it. Don't forget that, you know, I may not finish today, but I want you from today to listen to this program, you know, at this hour for your deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, causes can be on your lineage. You know, cause cannot hurt you unless you deserve them, because they are like birds that fly and never settled.
in the Bible. You know, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 26, let's read verse 2. Proverbs, chapter 26, verse number 2, yes.
As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse shall not come.
The curse. So if you don't do anything that may bring curse, or you don't enter into the way of curse, then curse cannot, you know, be your portion. It can't harm you. Can you understand that? So Bible says that, you know, curse can never hurt unless you disturb them. Unless, you know, you allow the curse to operate in your life. Unless you are the one that, you know, allow it to affect your life. I will tell you more on this later on. But one thing I want you to know is that the scriptures of the Old Testament are full of references to curses. Have you seen that? You know, in the Old Testament, you see more of curses. But in the New Testament, you didn't see much. Why? Because in the New Testament, it tells us that Jesus Christ came and died on the cross, conquering Satan, so that we can be set free from every curse. Hallelujah. So, you know, Jesus Christ came to deliver us from the Old Testament curse. Can you see now? Can we read Galatians chapter 3, verse 13? Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, yes.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
Can you see? Curse is everyone. So, Jesus Christ came for the purpose to break every curse in our life. Can you see now? You cannot ask me, can a Christian be under curse? Yes and no. A Christian cannot be cursed. Why? Because Jesus Christ came to set him free from that curse. But hear me very well. In the other alternatively, a Christian can be cursed when he invites Satan into his life. If that Christian did not obey the word of God, curse will come. If that Christian, for example, now he goes on the way of fornication, because you know you don't need to invite housefly to a poo-poo before he comes. Immediately he sees his material, he will come. So when you have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and then you go again to pollute yourself, you know, with sin, you pollute yourself with the way of this life, I tell you that curse will come. I will talk on this very, because some people think that, no, Christian can't be under curse. You can't be under curse. But look at your life. Some of you are saying, you can't be under curse, and yet you have delay in your life. You can't be under curse. You have element of curse in your life. And that is why, you know, a Christian should go for deliverance too. Now, somebody asked me sometimes ago, and he said, you know, can a Christian be demonized? No. Or can a Christian be under that satanic control? I said, a Christian cannot be possessed. Why? Because a good Christian has been possessed by the Holy Spirit. You know, Holy Ghost cannot stay in you, in your heart, and Satan at the same time stays in your heart. It's not possible. Can you see that? You know, when the Holy Ghost is dwelling in you, the power of darkness cannot dwell in you again. But you know one thing now, a Christian can be depressed or can be oppressed. They can stay in your soul realm or they can oppress you in the body realm. That is when you allow them. You know, all these things I will share with you in this program, you know, the subscribe teaching. And I want you to know that, you see, you are the one that will resist the devil. In James 4:7, he said, resist the devil and what? And he will flee from you. Now, don't say because you are a Christian. No, the devil must be resisted in your life. So you have to resist him all the time. You know, you have to do your part for you to bow down his head. You know, because there are purposes of curses in your life. Now, number one purpose of curses in your life is curses sent by Satan or by his servant are always for the purpose of causing injury, causing loss, destruction, and sometimes death. Can you see? When there is a curse upon your life, it will bring injury. You see a lot of people having accidents, you know? It's because there's a curse. You know, you see a lot of misfortune happen to some people. It's because of a curse. You see losses happening, you know, intermittently in a family. You know, you just hear that somebody died yesterday. In a few weeks to come, another person died. You ask what is happening. It's because there is an operation of a curse in that family.
And if that family will not go, you know, for deliverance, you discover that the cause can consume them. Can you see now? Also, you know, it can result to death. You see, you know, all this untimely death, you see all this sudden death happening here and there. One of the reasons of those deaths is the cause. Now, don't forget that I told you that in the Old Testament there are many causes, you know, and that a Christian who is not living in Christ can be contaminated. A Christian who is not living in Christ can receive curse. You know, for example, you went to steal, and like a man, you know, somebody told me the story. His father was so poor, and they sent him out of school, you know, in the university. And the father has no money to pay the fees. And these people, they are Christian. They are going to Pentecostal church. You know what the father did? The father now stole a bicycle of his neighbor and went and sold the bicycle to pay his son's school fees. When the man woke up the following morning, and he asked, "Who took my bicycle? Who took my bicycle?" Nobody. And the man made a pronouncement, evil pronouncement. He said, "Except this person that took my bicycle is not eating yam, the boy will be falling sick and unto death." The father was the first man to die because they always eat yam. Anytime the boy eats yam, you know what happened to him? He started to vomit and collapse. And the boy has become a fellowship leader until one day, that he prayed with a man of God and their eyes opened. And the man said, "Your father stole a bicycle." Can you see? Now, they allow the devil and that curse automatically work upon your life. Anything you have stolen, very, very well. I will show you very, very soon. Anything you have stolen has made a curse to enter into your life. If you are a fornicator, there's a curse upon your life. Even though you are a Christian or you're a member of the choir band, if you are putting your eyes, you know, you are saying things that you're supposed not to say, curse will come upon you. I want you as a Christian to know that, because some people are telling you that a Christian cannot be under a curse. It is true. Jesus Christ came, you know, to pay for every cost of our life. But you must stay in Christ. Like one man, you know, they gave him mosquito net, you know, to hang in his room. He prepared the mosquito net very well, hung it very well. You know what happened? Instead of the man to now sleep inside the net, he slept outside. He said, "Mosquitoes, see, you have put up your house. Go and trouble your house." The man was battered with mosquito throughout the night. What am I saying right now? The man has been inside the mosquito net. The mosquitoes will not bite him. But because he stayed outside, you know, the mosquito, they have good work upon his body. So also for you to be free from every curse of the law, you must stay in Christ. I will see you after this timeout in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Hallelujah. I want to welcome you to this broadcast this morning. You know, we are talking on overcoming certain causes and all the effect of causes in our life. Now, I was telling you that, you know, causes comes from Satan and it can also come from God, as I've said to you. And that when a curse is placed on a person, demon's spirit is sent to that person or family for a specific purpose. Can you see? So when a word is released, a demon follows. Can you see? When a word is released, when a satanic word is released, you know, a demon follows automatically to carry effect upon that family or that person. So the curse is the sending mechanism, you know, and the demon spirit being about the fulfillment of that curse. Can you see now? So in the Old Testament, You know, curses from God can consist of different things. It could be direct injury or destruction through such things as diseases, catastrophe, or it can be weather, it can be lack of fertility, or it can be economic collapse. You see, so that time, God will give Satan the legal right to send demons unto people. And other times, God may bring people, you know, who are Satan's servants to conquer and to destroy them. May this not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you see now? So don't think that, you know, because I'm a Christian, nothing can happen to me. You know, I'm enjoying the grace of God. Thank God there is grace. But you must not turn this grace to grass. Let me talk about some examples of curses in the Bible. There are very many. In fact, there are very many, and we can't, you know, finish them today. But, you know, all I want you to know is that curses have been existing for as long as human beings existed. You know, curses existed in the lives of the people in the biblical times. Number one, in the Bible, the word curse was first pronounced, you know, when God said to the serpent in Genesis chapter 3, verse 14. He said, curse are you. Can we read it now? You know the story very well. When the one that God made, Mr. Adam and his wife, they disobeyed God. So, one thing that brings curse into your life is disobedience to God. Yes.
And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life.
Let us see that the curse upon the woman. In Genesis 3, verse 16, yes.
Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
Wow, can you imagine? Because the woman allowed the devil to deceive her, and the curse automatically rolled into it. So, at every disobedience of the word of God, you enter into curse. So, the moment you break the law, the moment you break the word of God, you enter into curse. Can you see now? Now, even the man to receive curse. In Genesis 3, verse 17, yes.
And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life.
So the first person to curse in life is who? Is God. Can you see? And he cursed our grandparents, called Adam and Eve. So they were under curse. So the whole world was under curse. Everything cursed. That was why you see all these weeds growing. Weeds came as a result of curses. Because there should never be, you know, weeds all around us. Everything that God made, they are so good. But because Bible says, you know, out of your sweat you will eat, and then you will walk like a jackal in your life, then the curse started to take effect. Can you see now? So, you know, if God could curse Adam and Eve, the thing that he did, the thing that he made after his glory, then look, don't play with sin. When you play with sin, sin will open door for curse into your life. When you play with sin, if you are a Christian, even if you are archbishop, you play with sin, already you are cursed. Now, apart from that, we also saw in the book of Genesis 39, from verse 20 to 27, that Noah placed a curse on his grandson. You know, Ham saw the nakedness of his father Noah. Let's read it. Genesis 9, from verse 20 to 27. Yes.
And Noah began to be an husbandman, and he planted vineyard, and he drank of the wine, and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment, and laid it upon both their shoulders, and went backward, and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine, and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tent of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant.
Wow. Can you imagine? You know, the boy looked at the nakedness of his father and was messing the father up. Can you imagine? Look at his other brethren. See what they did. They try as much as possible to cover their father. Many of us, you know what happened? You know, when they are talking about your spiritual fathers, you know, you also comment, you blaspheme them, you talk against them. They will tell you, come and see one man of God. You know, instead of you to cover the shame up, you also help them to open it. You are putting yourself under a curse. As many people I want you to this morning, know it very, very well. When you talk about a pastor, you talk about a man of God, and all that you are saying about him is false, it's not true, you are putting yourself under a curse. So, you know, this man, I wouldn't know why Noah should drunk him, a picture of righteousness. I wouldn't know what brought him into bearing with bears. I don't know why I should enter into, you know, into that way. Can you see now? At that point in time, you know, he has been separated from God. You know, a man that was so close to God before, a man that God was instructing to construct this ark, to do this and that. But now, can you see? In after the flood, he's no more connected to God. Can you see now? He's now doing his own thing. Now he got broken. You know why your life is like this? Because you are forsaking God now. Before in the church, you are very active. Before in the church, you are doing wonders for God. People are giving glory upon you before. But look at today. You have gone back. Can you see now? You have gone back. And you are doing what you like. You are like Noah. Noah too has gone back. See what he was doing. He became a brewer of wine. And he was drunken. Can you see? Look, that is why I want you that are hearing me this morning. And you are very excellent in alcoholism. Please, can you put your hands off it? Can you stop it? You know, can you pray that God should help you? Can you go to a minister of God to break the spirit of Bacchus in your life? Because if you don't do so, I'm telling you, you can't enter into heaven. It's not possible. It's not possible. Drunkards have no way in heaven. And that is why you need to repent. So, you know, that was what happened to Noah. And Bible says, Noah now calls, you know, Canaan. I don't know the reason why I should do that. Anyway, we can now see that, you know, curse was just there. We saw in the Bible, you know what happened? Jacob, he caused, he said a son called Reuben. Let's see it in Genesis 49, from verse 3. Genesis 49, verse 3. Yes.
Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not exert, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed. Then defilest thou it, he went up to my couch.
Wow. You know, Reuben went to his father's couch. Every woman happened to be his husband's couch. Now, Reuben now went and have sexual dealing with what? With his father's wife. Imagine that. So, even if the man, Jacob, you know, did not curse him, already is under curse. Everyone that is going after another woman, going after another man, you know, and this thing becoming a common sin right now. You are going after your neighbor. You are going after this for what? For sexual things. I'm telling you, you are putting your life under a curse. But not you alone. The curse can extend to your children. Now, a lady told me and said, God said to her that, you know, if she should go into fornication, she's not the only one that will penalize. She said that God said that herself plus her children, that they will not see progress in life. Can you imagine this? So one day, the lady was in a place of office, you know, a man came, and, you know, the man wanted to befriend her. The man took her to bed. She was on the bed. They were about to do the nonsense. The word of God came to that lady. Hey, I must not do this thing. I must not do this thing. She stopped. She ran out of the bed. Ran out. You know, that was how she was delivered. Can you see that? Because when you are committing all these things, you are not the only one that will suffer it. Your children, your generation will suffer it. I would like to let you know that, look, there are curses in the Bible. We saw that of Balaam, who was hired by Balak, you know, the king of Moab, to pronounce curse on the children of Israel. But you know what now? He couldn't do that. We saw Goliath cursing, you know, David by his gods. You know, we saw all those things. By next week, by the grace of God, we'll continue on this particular topic. You know, but please, If you have questions, you are free to send them to me. I'll be happy to see your questions or your inquiries. And if you feel you are on that course, please, you are free to phone us. And I'm sure God will deliver you. I pray today, as I counsel by the blood of Jesus, every course in your life, course that is hindering you, hindering your progress, hindering your life, they are removed today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your attention. I will see you again next week. In Jesus' name, amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send a rich Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God we have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.